Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to today's edition of the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. Joining us yet again is Devlin Eden, our resident cycling expert, and myself, Mr. Active David Katzen. A bit of a personal question thrown in there today because my son's needing to develop from his sort of JD bug, from his stability bike, onto a pedal bike. And it's always a big question that everyone has. Where do you start? What do you need to get them? Do you look at getting a bike that possibly can take them for 3 to 4 years? I have no clue, Devlin. This is new to me, getting bikes for kids. So I'm going to throw this out to you. You're the expert. Where and when to start with your kids?
David, yeah, so great question, and it is something that we're faced with quite often. Look, I think starting from an equipment point of view, as you mentioned, so something from moving away from the stability bikes, and that start looking, it is important, one, to get a bike that actually fits your child. So you don't want to get something that's too big, thinking that they can grow into it, because it will be difficult for them to ride. And will also be difficult from a safety point of view, to just to make sure that they can maintain and control the bike around. In saying that, I do sort of understand as well the sense of little ones are growing very quickly, and obviously we'll all have a different sort of rate of growth. But it is important that the bike fits them and they can get the most out of their bike rather than getting something too big to try and last a lot longer. And in the same sense that when your child is riding a bike that might be too small for them, so if they've outgrown that bike, it is also time for them to progress to the next size. Because trying to get them to ride a bike that is too small for them can also potentially pick up little injuries and again come down to a safety thing in terms of handling the bike. In terms of, look, there's various models out and various brands out, so I wouldn't necessarily try and look at a particular brand. In terms of riding and from getting going point of view, I do think start as early as possible. The cycling is not an impact sport at all. So it's something that your child can do from a young age. And in saying that as well, it's the younger the better from developing their balance and their coordination. So I'm all for getting little ones on a bike as soon as possible. Getting their balance right, gets their hand-eye coordination right, gets them concentrating on pedaling, all that sort of thing. So that's always going to be a win. And at the same time, the whole idea is for it to be fun. So they need to be enjoying what they're doing, and that's why I say they need to be able to handle the bike quite well and not feel that they're falling every time they're riding the bike. When we start talking, moving a little bit older, and if you want your children to start moving into cycling properly and potentially racing and training and that sort of thing, as mentioned, keep it fun to start. In terms of serious training, I wouldn't start them too young. So I wouldn't start them on any structured training programs too young. I'd focus a little bit more on just enjoying spending time out on the bike. Probably from about the age 13 or 14, we can then start slowly looking at a little bit more structured training programs and getting your child training for potentially racing. And I mean, there's all sorts of age categories in any of the races these days as well. But it is important then that if your child is going to be on a structured training program, to then make sure that program starts at the correct level for their ability. So you're not going to put them on a 20-hour-a-week training program, for instance, if a child is 14 years old. So I think progression in the training program is key here. You want to make sure that your child stays injury-free, so we're not getting any burnout and pushing your child into any injuries. And then making sure that they are getting enough rest as well, so with any sort of structured training program as they get older. I'm still a big advocate, though, of multiple sports. So at a young age especially, get your child playing many sports, and for me, the cycling thing needs to be fun. You don't want them, a lot of kids will get into cycling because their parents cycle and their parents take it very seriously, and then before you know it, their child gets over cycling quite quickly as well. Multiple sports allows for more coordination, more gross motor skill development as well, learning ball skills. So I see it from time to time with a lot of kids that cycle, and that's all they've been doing for many years, and they don't play any other sports. but they've got very little hand-eye coordination, very little ball skill as well. And I think that's important for a child and for anyone really sort of growing up as well, is just to make sure that you have got that coordination and that gross motor skill. And then ultimately, as I mentioned, the whole idea of why we ride is for fun and to have the enjoyment in it. So as long as they're enjoying what they're doing, start them off nice and early and, get them progressing and enjoying.
Well, definitely, as you say, variety is the spice of life. One of the things I remember very fondly of primary school was that actual fact, as you said, you try all different sports. Unfortunately, back in the days, cycling, mountain biking wasn't really one of them, so it's been a great addition to school sports programs, and those balance bikes, those stability bikes to start the kids on, I can swear by it, it works wonders for them. Devlin and Ian, thank you very much for your time, and if you would like to get some personal one-on-one time with Devlin, all you need to do is join our Really Engaged group. Sign up for the online community. To do so, go to coachparry.com/join, and it gives you exclusive members only video content, video coaching, and access to a private Facebook group. But from Devlin and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you again next time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.